Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland. Okay, so Noel's got a question here. Good. Let's put it on the board. Do you think that the media is too controlled? That's okay. Has anybody else got any questions for tonight? I'll put your questions on the board and we'll start with them and then we'll go to my questions. Okay. Anyone else? So let's have a think about it. Okay, thanks a lot, George. Yeah, thanks for coming. So let's start with this question then from Noel. Do you think that the media is too controlled? So who wants to start off this discussion? Put your hand up or just type in and I will give you the audio. Okay. Anybody want to start off this? I can give you the microphone or a webcam. So let's go to Ken.
Okay. Harold, can you hear me?
Hello, yes. It's okay.
Yes, and okay. I think it's a bit difficult question because the situation is a bit different from it's up to the country, the nations, and some countries strictly try to control the media, like YouTube ban or Facebook ban, very obviously. Mm-hmm. But some other nations, you know, they on the surface. Controlling media is kind of a taboo on the society. In that kind of society, the nation, in my opinion, some controlling is, kind of government try to control the media, especially on this internet era.
Mm-hmm.
But government cannot do so, obviously. So, maybe their way of controlling media is more, how can I say, more
subtle.
Yeah. Yes. It's subtle or kind of, on the surface they say they don't control the media, but in the reality they sometimes they control the media. Recently, you know, the WikiLeaks became a political problem in the U.S. So American government are afraid of the information of the WikiLeaks in Afghanistan or Iraq. So it is obvious they want to control such kind of information on the internet. But they have a more kind of, I forgot the word, kind of advanced technique to control the media.
Okay.
Or manipulation. Yeah, a manipulation.
Good.
Yes. Yes. To manipulate.
Yes.
Good. Thanks a lot, Ken. Noel, do you want to come in and put your thoughts, put your ideas? Shall I pass you the mic? Noel is saying that I agree, but nowadays there might be security threats. I think the point is right that all countries to some extent control the media. All governments try to and would like to, yeah, but some are more subtle than others, so not so obvious really. Yeah. Okay. Good. Anybody else have any opinions about that? Does anyone else want to come in? Okay, if not, then we're going to go have a look at some more questions now. Subaru is saying, but the whole point of media is to share information. But so what kind of information? What kind of information? So I guess a lot of all different kinds. Soraya is saying, don't you think these days media, the media is, we have to say, the media is one thing. The media is making useless information. I don't know the word TRP. You have to explain this acronym. So there's a lot of just trivial things on the media, but also some more serious things. Yeah. Okay, let's have a look at our worksheet for tonight. If anyone else has a question, please feel free to type into the box. And I would like someone to come on the microphone to discuss one of these questions. So we've got six questions here. One to six. Does anyone want to come on mic and discuss it? Because that's what we're doing tonight, is discussion class. And we don't want to hear just my voice. I can discuss on my own anytime, yeah. So Baro, come on, let's put you on. I'm passing you the mic.
Yep. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Okay, choose a question then.
Okay. I'll go with the first one.
Okay.
My favorite thing would be a website. And
so what kind of website?
As in like basically internet. As in you can get into any information, you can access any information you want. Like Google, Wikipedia, Black Hole, all the search engines and all.
What kind of media do you spend the most time?
Internet.
Yeah.
Then I think that's one of the cheapest media we can have these days.
How much does it cost you to use the internet?
I just pay 800 rupees a month for unlimited access.
Good, do you also use TV or radio?
Yeah, I do watch TV sometimes.
Good, okay. Good. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Good, so this is an important point. A lot of people now, especially young people, are turning to the internet rather than watching TV or listening to the radio. And especially TV programs are suffering. Ken says that he's the same. And the advertising money is going online rather than to the TV channels. So there's less money now in TV. Okay, good. Let's go to question two. We've got a question about radio. Sometimes we think of radio as a rather old-fashioned kind of media. I've put here in the question, radio is over 100 years old. Why hasn't it ever been replaced by a more modern kind of media? So I'm in my office here, I've got a radio behind me, I've got a radio in the car. I listen to the radio every day, but it's an old-fashioned kind of media. It's not new media. So does anybody want to come in and talk about this on the mic? Put your hand up or just type in the box. Sarai is asking another question. Is there any way by which media can reach remote areas? So, what do you think about this? I suppose you would have to use satellite technology rather than a normal mobile, maybe sat phone, satellite phone. Ken saying the internet wireless can work in remote areas. I know when they go in Australia, they go into the bush where there aren't mobile phone masts. They take satellite phone. But it's expensive, yeah, it's expensive. Suzanne is answering the question about radio. It's old-fashioned but still effective. For example, people can listen to the radio going to work, driving a car. It's something we can take with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do it wherever we go. One of the idioms in the previous lessons to do with media was to have something on in the background. To have something on in the background. Can you remember this one, what it means? For example, if you're working, maybe you're just doing something online, or you're working on the computer, or if you're doing something like household jobs, you might have the radio on in the background, or you might have TV on in the background. We always have the TV on, usually music channel. So we tend to listen to music in the background. It's not the main thing that we hear, but it's around us. Hello, Jaber. Thanks for joining. We're looking at media discussion questions. Okay. So, Null saying, if you listen to music on a music channel, it would be cheaper to listen to on the radio. Yeah, that's true. But we pay for the TV channels anyway, and so we've got them. They're included in our package. Yeah. Okay. Does anybody listen to English language radio on the internet? Okay, Sabara does. Ken says BBC is his favourite. Yeah. Yeah, so all these channels are available. I go to iTunes. I open up the iTunes player and it has the radio section. And it's got, you know, hundreds of channels by internet. And I just started listening to radio from Brisbane, Australia. Because I'm Australia mad. I love it. I really like to hear the radio in Australia. I like the slang and the accent. So when I'm listening to it in the evening here, it's morning, it's like a morning drive time show. People going to work over there. So Susanna listens to BBC Radio. Do you want to come on the mic, Susanna? Tell us a bit more. Tell us about it. Yeah. It can be a good way to improve your English to listen to these some of these stations, because I live in Poland. I'm surrounded by Polish language all the time, so it's nice to hear an English voice, whether it's on BBC or an Australian radio channel. Yeah. Type in the box if you want to come on microphone and let's join the discussion. Yeah. We've got 15 questions on this worksheet in total, but there are two different worksheets for this unit. I thought of a lot of discussion questions. So it must be an interesting topic. What about question 4 here? Would you prefer to be able to receive over 1,000 mediocre TV channels or just 4 really brilliant ones? What do you think? What would you prefer? To be able to have a lot of channels, like quantity, or just a few but with some very good programs. Mediocre means like average. Okay, not bad. Not good, but not bad. I'll tell you what I think in a minute, but first tell me what you think. And also, if you want to come on and speak on the mic, then you're welcome, because tonight is open mic. I don't always do the discussion questions. So Jaber saying, I prefer to watch a well-known channel. Ken saying 4 really brilliant channels because I get a lot of information on the internet. Do you prefer quality or quantity? Because I know on our TV package we can get 1,000 channels, but really only a few of them are interesting to me. So Barrow is saying quantity as well. But why? So give me some reason why. Susanna is saying I have my favourite channel, so quality. Sabar is saying there are only 24 hours in a day, so... But there seems to be a channel for almost everybody. I mean, when I've been travelling to somewhere like Canada, they have a lot of farming channels or programs just for farmers, you know, and it's really not interesting to me. It's not my... I'm not the market for this. But it's very specialised. So Barr is saying, the wants of the people all around the world cannot be just satisfied by four channels. No, but I mean, in your country, four channels broadcast in your country, for example. Okay. Jaber saying you'll be sure that they are showing up-to-date programs which they pay a lot to produce. So which channels are the quality channels? Which TV channels are quality, in your opinion, if you see them advertised? So India, for example, there are 18 languages, so has to be fragmented. The TV is broken up. Jaber saying BBC is my favourite. Null, the Discovery Network. Susanna, Showtime channels, and National Geographic. So these are some quality names. I like. Maybe Disney Channel for kids is good for kids. Ken saying I rely on BBC information. Yes. Yeah, for things like the floods in Pakistan, Cartoon Network. So Susanna. The reason I ask this question is because when I was growing up, there were only four channels in the UK, TV channels, in the 1980s or early 80s, and we could only get four channels, BBC One, BBC Two, ITV, and Channel 4. So all the money for programmes was spent on these four channels, and later in the 80s and 90s there were some deals made, and a lot of new channels appeared. Satellite TV was launched, and now we've got, like I'm saying, hundreds of channels, but nothing on, nothing to watch. Maybe that's a paradox. Maybe you feel like that, or maybe you prefer to have a lot of options. So it's nothing for me. Yeah, I look at all the channels in the evening, and there's nothing to watch. Paradox, yeah. Something that doesn't seem to make sense. So now the audiences are very small. For example, when I was a child, BBC One, a good film or drama would get maybe 20 million viewers regularly, but now a good audience on BBC One is maybe 2 or 3 million, because the audience is fragmented, it's broken up, it's split up into lots of different channels, and also the internet takes people away from TV. I would prefer to have the quality rather than quantity, but it's too late, I think. It's too late for that. Okay, does anyone want to come on online and discuss another question? Depends on the individual, says Subaru. I think ultimately the ultimate thing that will happen is that we'll be able to choose our own channels, make our own channels, and maybe order programs and put together our own packages, so that we only have programs that we like. But this will divide people. You know, when 20 million people were watching the same film, the next day they all were all talking about it, the same thing. If we all watch different things, we won't be able to, we won't have it in common. Okay. Good. So we want to come together, not be more broken up. Noel's saying nowadays life is getting more hectic. When one wants to relax and watch TV, one would prefer to watch something that interests him or her. Okay, I see your point. Yeah, good word, hectic. What does it mean, hectic? Jabba's asking this. Busy, yeah, very busy. Too busy. Crazy. Stressful. Yeah, so, I mean, what I do is I can't find anything to watch because most of it has Polish audio, Polish speakers, and so I watch DVDs or maybe a film on iTunes. Yeah. Okay. Good. We're talking a lot about TV. What about other types of media? What about question 11 here? Do you subscribe to any magazines? If yes, why? What do you like about them? So, subscribe means to that you buy for 1 year or for 6 months. You buy the magazine for a period of time. Subaru does. Ken says, no, I read magazines in the library. Okay, but you can't take them home with you, or can you? Maybe you can. Is anybody a subscriber? Usually you get the magazine cheaper than if you buy it in the shops every month, and it comes to your home through the letterbox. It's a very nice feeling. What do you subscribe to, Subaru? Which magazine? Noel saying a number of magazines are also sent via email, some for free. Okay, so this is so something online, like a web page. I'm talking about really the hard copy. Something that you sit down, open the cover, you can flick through it, read through, look at the articles, maybe glossy magazine. So Barra subscribes to stuff and electronics. Okay, maybe new gadgets, yeah, or gizmos. Sabara, yeah. Noel saying, no, I don't subscribe to actual magazines. I hear Focus is good. Gizmo is like a gadget. It's like a new kind of technological thing. Like an iPad is a gizmo. Yeah. It's a slang word, really. Mhm. I like reading magazines. I get a music magazine every month. I subscribe called Q Magazine. Do you know this one? There is a website, but it's not. It's just, I think, basic information online. Yeah, I love it. I like to read it. So I subscribe to it, and it's much cheaper than buying it here, because in the shops it's imported. Oh, Rolling Stone magazine is another one. Sabara, Q magazine, it's British news, so it's all about English bands, British bands. Yeah, Ken's been reading NME, Melody Maker. Yeah, I don't know if Melody Maker's still going. NME is still going, yeah. Okay, what else can we look at here? Question 13. I mean, we've got 15 different questions here, so you can take your pick. If you want to come on and speak on the mic, give my voice a rest. I'll be happy for you to do it. Okay, this is the worksheet, so you can click on the link to download it. What about question 14 we've got here? Some good terms. Do you know anybody who is a complete Luddite or technophobe? So a Luddite or technophobe is a person who doesn't like new technology. They fear it. They are afraid of it. Technophobe. Phobe. Phobe is a suffix that means you're afraid of something. For example, arachnophobe, it's the fear of spiders, arachnids. Phobia. So a Luddite as well, it's the same thing, somebody who doesn't like new technology. Are you a Luddite or technophobe, or do you know anybody who is? Pryor doesn't. Pryor said no. What about you, maybe your parents or your grandparents or relatives? I remember a couple of years ago I wanted to get my grandparents' new laptop and get them online on the internet so that we could exchange emails and talk on the Skype, have free calls, but they thought about it, but they just couldn't imagine doing that because they're older people, that's for sure, and they just thought, they said, no, our time of life we've had enough and we can't think about new technology. They've got new telly, new TV, like flat screen. But they understand TV, they know this kind of media, they understand it. Radio, TV, but telephone, but not internet. So they just rejected it. It's their prerogative. It's up to them. It's their decision, their choice. But was a bit sad for me. Susanna's saying older people usually don't like to use new technology. And her parents too. Why is that, do you think? Why is that? Okay, Ken's coming on. Give my voice a break.
Okay, thank you very much. And I think, you know, the in general, old people are conservative for using new technologies. And it's a old time phenomenon. When the picture appears, people are afraid of being taking pictures, because they don't know what picture is, or some people believe, you know, spirits taken away by pictures. Yeah. But anyway, what is happening now is, you know, the internet and the PC technologies are much more complicated than radio and TV. So some old people just cannot handle that. Because of its complexity, that's a one big problem. So I heard, the iPad try to solve such kind of problem. You know, the interface is simple, mm-hmm. and maybe I think that that might be a new trend of the PC technology, user friendliness. I think current PC has a lot of function. It's very useful, but sometimes it's not user friendly. So, in the future, maybe some old people, or even now, some old people began to use a computer. But my parents suffered to how to handle their mobile phones, and they cannot touch PC because they cannot handle that. That's a big problem.
Good. Okay. Thanks a lot, Ken. Really useful input there. Good. The iPad's a good example because Apple get a lot of criticism saying because it's a closed system, the iPad, it's closed and it's controlled by Apple and nobody can get into it and mess about with it. But this means there'll be fewer... there won't be any viruses. There'll be maybe less to go wrong with it. It's closed and maybe not as useful as a laptop, but it's can be more can be easier for people who don't necessarily know how to use all the functions on a laptop. Yeah, so that's a good point. It has a simple interface. Yeah, you just touch it. It should be natural to use, intuitive to use. Susanna's saying maybe people feel embarrassed, but Subaru disagrees. Jaber's saying many old people still don't trust ATM machine. That's true. I don't know if I trusted. I always check everything. But it's true as well about cameras. When cameras first came out, people were very afraid or apprehensive or worried about having their picture taken. So it maybe takes time. And the people using the internet now who are kind of young or middle-aged, when they're old, it'll be natural for them to use the internet, won't it? Yeah. Good. Jabbar saying, I see the new generation is well prepared to deal with sudden changes. Young people generally are better at picking up new trends and new things, aren't they? It's easier to learn a language when you're a child or even a baby than it is when you're an adult. So we become more conservative as we get older, like Ken said. David's saying a lot of it's to do with design. Yeah. And most companies have poor techniques. Yes. And again, this is something maybe they're trying to solve in the tablets, like an iPad or something else. Make it simpler. You know, the reason why Google homepage is just white with a simple logo and a box is to keep it simple. To focus on just one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. Breaking, I don't think it's right in this sentence, but it's good to keep up with technology, so Susanna's saying, to keep up to date, but I guess for some people it just came too late in life, this new kind of digital technology. But when we're all old people, we'll be probably complaining about the new technology. Yeah. The new internet or internet 3.0 or 4.0. Jabbar saying we have no choice or we'll be left behind. We have to keep up to date. Yeah. Yeah, but the funny thing is, before I started making web pages and websites, my mum was doing a course on web design. No, she's a lot older than me, of course, as you would expect. And she was doing this, and she was showing me how to make a link on a web page, and she failed part of her exam because she didn't close the link properly. And I thought, wow, this looks interesting. You know, we're clicking from page to page, we can put pictures, we can put text, and I wanted to know more, and I found out from her how to do it, and that's what inspired me to get started. So that's an example of the other way around. The older generation giving some tips, yeah, giving some tips about technology. Yeah, good.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talk A Lot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.